The electric automaker Rivian likes to talk about its new approach to battery-powered vehicles, autonomous driving, and internet-powered dashboard. But inside its normal manufacturing plant, there are still reminders that auto manufacturing is still auto manufacturing, even if gasoline has been replaced by electricity. GLT's Ryan Denham talks to a former Mitsubishi worker who, like the plant itself, now has a second chance to make cars.
3 years ago, Wade Jensen punched the clock for the last time at Mitsubishi's manufacturing plant in Normal.
I remember taking pictures when I left, the day that I left, sitting in my car of the gate that I walked in every day for years and making, the social media comments, last day, on to new adventures, thinking you would never be back here again.
But here he is, once again. He's now engineering manager for Rivian's first assembly line, getting the electric automaker ready for production to begin next year. Of the 60 or so Rivian employees in Normal now, about half are former Mitsubishi workers like Jensen. He says it was surreal to walk back into the plant.
When you've done it for 28 years, it's your passion. I mean, it's what's in you. It's what's in your heart. It's your desire. And to have the opportunity to see this plant producing cars and putting them out the back door again, I was all in.
Jensen was eager to give me a tour of the Rivian plant last week. It's massive, around the size of 24 Walmarts. It looks even bigger now that it's so empty. Some sections are cordoned off by Rivian prep work. We cruise past lots of old Mitsubishi equipment that Rivian is deciding whether to sell, use, or scrap. It's a big difference from the days when Mitsubishi was cranking out 200,000 vehicles a year in the 90s and early 2000s.
We had a 52-second cycle time, so that means every 52 seconds, one car was moving from station to station. So our goal was to at least get one car a minute off the end of the line.
Rivian is planning to make 50,000 electric pickups and SUVs here, about a quarter of Mitsubishi's peak production. Jensen says that lower volume means Rivian won't be as heavily automated as Mitsubishi was. That begins later this year with what Rivian calls validation builds. They'll build around 70 vehicles on roll-around carts, static builds, they call them, instead of running them up and down the assembly line. Jensen says those 70 vehicles will then be divvied up for crash testing, manufacturing training, and other company needs.
This area we're coming up on to now.
My tour with Wade Jensen takes us to a well-lit, newly painted, but still very much empty section of the plant, a reminder that automakers' plans don't always come to fruition.
Back in Mitsubishi's time, in the early 2000s, early to mid-2000s, this was an expansion that Mitsubishi put on for their SUV. I don't know if you remember the Endeavor, the bigger SUV.
Oh, yeah.
Mitsubishi Endeavor.
Uh-huh.
This is where production for that vehicle was going to be done. But obviously everybody knows what happened to the economy about that time, and everything started going south. And so this was never utilized for any of that. This is where it lent itself perfectly to Rivian's plan. This will become our first battery factory.
Those batteries will be the heart and soul of the new Rivian vehicles. Rivian says the biggest ones will give 400 miles of driving range on a single charge. They'll sit on a skateboard base that'll be shared across Rivian's vehicles and maybe even sold to other companies that'll make their own electric vehicles with Rivian's technology. Rivian's battery manufacturing process is still being developed in Irvine, California, and then will be recreated here in Illinois.
So everything out in Irvine right now is their design, technical process development, working out all the bugs, fine-tuning it, and then from there, they'll decide on what equipment and what layout they need to move all that to the facility here.
For Jensen, this will be the second time he's been on the ground floor for a young automaker. He was hired in 1988 as a second shift supervisor at the Chrysler-Mitsubishi joint venture, known as Diamond Stars, when it first launched. He rose through the ranks, spending time in Japan to help launch cars. He became maintenance and engineering manager. But in 2015, he lost his job just like 1,200 of his co-workers. Production was moved back to Japan.
It was kind of a shock to everybody. I'm sitting at home and start getting all these text messages and phone calls about, hey, are you seeing the news and what's going on? Of course, you kind of push it aside. But then the next day you come in and they make the official announcement in July that November of 15 would be the end of our production here.
From inside the Rivian plants, I'm Ryan Denham.
You can follow all of GLT's Rivian coverage at wglt.org/Rivian.